All right. Good morning to Carolyn and DDO. How's it going this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. We're really excited for you to take Sam on. Do you feel like maybe you could beat him?
I think so, but I'm French, so I'm afraid that sometimes, like, I'm going to have to try and find my word in English, but I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay. All right. We have faith in you.
Yeah.
And we've got your chance to win a couple of tickets to see President Barack Obama at the Bell Center, which would be amazing. All right. So yeah. Deep breath, Carolyn, 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Carolyn, what are Coachella, Bonnaroo, and Glastonbury?
Cities.
This virus can reemerge in adults as shingles.
Chickenpox.
This short-legged breed is commonly known as a wiener dog.
A dog?
According to the poem, roses are red. What color are violets?
Blue.
This beat singer is the voice of Mavis in the animated movie Hotel Transylvania.
I don't know.
All right, okay. There's the buzzer. You did well. Sam is coming back in from his isolated booth. Oh, you're listening to a new Selena Gomez song?
Yeah, I got a little emotional.
It really is. Makes you reminisce about her relationship with her and Justin Bieber.
She really poured her heart out into this song.
All right, you're up against Carolyn and DDO.
Okay, Carolyn and DDO.
You actually do look a little teared up.
I'm telling you, it's an emotional song.
I've never seen this side of you before.
Okay, you ready?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
What are Coachella, Bonnaroo, and Glastonbury?
Music festivals.
This virus can reemerge in adults as shingles.
Chickenpox.
This short-legged breed is commonly known as a wiener dog.
Oh, the hot dog dog. I'll say schnauzer, but it's probably wrong.
According to the poem, roses are red. What color are violets?
Blue.
This beat singer is the voice of Mavis in the animated movie Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, you stumped me there.
Cool.
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, there's the buzzer.
Yeah, just saying it, that'll do it.
All right, let's go through these questions, see how you guys both made out this morning. What are Coachella, Bonnaroo, and Glastonbury? They are music festivals. Okay. Sam was correct on that one, unfortunately. This virus can reemerge in adults as shingles. It is chickenpox. You guys both got that right. This short-legged breed is commonly known as a wiener dog. It is a dachshund.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Not a hot dog dog.
Not a hot dog.
not the technical name.
Wiener hot dog dog. They work, though. Neither one of you got that right. According to the poem, roses are red, violets are...
Blue.
You both got that right. And this beat singer is the voice of Mavis in the animated movie Hotel Transylvania, Selena Gomez. I feel like there was even a clue there in the song played in Sam's headphones.
Oh, dropping clues that I don't even realize.
But neither one of you got it right. So unfortunately, but just by one question, that does make Sam the winner this morning.
Close.
You were really close, and you did a really great job considering English isn't your first language, Carolyn. Thank you so much for playing with us, and we'd love for you to try again soon, okay?
For sure. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye. So, Katarina, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get started, I wanted to know, what did you think of the new Selena Gomez song?
Meh. I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, so...
Oh.
It was great.
Oh, so you loved it.
Wasn't sure how that was going to go.
So you're like, go ahead, write about Justin Bieber, tear him.
Yeah.
All right. Katarina, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play. Are you smarter than Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, Katarina.
Thank you.
What kind of treat brings all the boys to the yard?
My milkshake.
What does a tadpole become when it grows up?
A toad.
In 2005, the city of New Orleans was flooded by what hurricane?
Katrina.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan fall in love through a radio talk show in this 1993 movie.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, I know. I hear you.
TBH is internet lingo for what?
To be honest.
Ooh, that was perfect, Katarina.
Nice.
Ooh, Sam has been on a bit of a winning streak, so with any luck, that might do it.
No, I'm taking him down today. This ends today.
She said this ends today, your winning streak.
Oh, I'm so scared.
All right, Sam, in from his isolated booth where he was listening to Justin Bieber Friends. Yeah. I don't know, maybe that is to take on the Selena Gomez song.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't Bieber and Selena be friends?
All right, you're up against Katarina this morning.
Okay.
She did really, really well.
How well is really well?
That's all I'll say.
Really well. Okay, here we go. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
What kind of treat brings all the boys to the yard?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
And I'm like...
What does a tadpole become when it grows up?
Pass.
In 2005, the city of New Orleans was flooded by what hurricane?
Katrina.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan fall in love through a radio talk show in this 1993 movie.
Sleepless in Seattle.
TBH is internet lingo for what?
To be honest.
What does a tadpole become when it grows up?
A frog.
That's five.
All right. Sam was angry throughout. You're getting more and more nervous as this winning streak goes on.
Yes, I have to fight harder and harder to keep that streak alive.
All right, let's go through the questions. What kind of treat brings all my boys to the yard?
My milkshake.
Brings all the boys to the yard. It is. You're both correct on that one. Nice work. What does a tadpole become when it grows up? The answer is a frog or a toad. You're both correct on that one.
Okay.
In 2005, the city of New Orleans was flooded by what hurricane? It is Katrina, and you knew that, and Katarina knew that as well. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan fall in love through a radio talk show in this 1993 movie. No joke, I watched it this weekend. I love that movie. It's Sleepless in Seattle.
Jerker,
I know, every time. And you're both correct on that one. And TBH is internet lingo for what? The answer is to be honest, and you both were correct on that one.
This is what you came for, Katarina. Here we go.
Oh, we've got a tiebreaker.
A 5-for-5 tiebreaker.
Oh, these kill me.
You're so good at these last questions, though.
I know. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Stay in your zone, okay? Don't let him get in your head. Katarina, I'm going to give you 5 seconds on the clock. As you know, the answer is a number. Whoever comes closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Katarina, how many kilometers is Quebec's Highway 15?
Oh, I have no idea.
Quick.
Maybe 500?
500.
Okay, we're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. Whew. Sam, how are you doing? He looks like he's melting down.
I'm sweating here.
He is sweating.
I just need the W so I can get on with my day.
If he had any hair, it would all be matted on his forehead right now, but he doesn't. All right, Sam, for the tiebreaker, how many kilometers is Quebec's Highway 15?
Let's go 98 kilometers.
98 kilometers?
Yeah.
All right, and you said 500, right, Katarina?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how many kilometers is Quebec's Highway 15? The answer is...
out with it.
164 kilometers. That makes Sam the winner. They kill me. Should we get rid of tiebreakers here?
No.
Yes, you should.
You think we should get rid of them, Katarina?
You should just have the contestant win.
If there's a tie, the contestant should win. We're going to talk to our boss about that.
I'm sorry. This is like blackjack. Okay. The tie goes to the dealer. The tie goes to the house here.
All right, Katarina, we loved having you. We'd love to have you try to take him down another day. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Ooh,
I know. She was going to like light this whole city on fire had she celebrated when she won.